So I'm happy to be here to talk about our work, which is about the assessment of tumor mechanical properties and blood perfusion at different strain levels. So first, I will short introduce tumor properties with tumors are composed mainly by cells, extracellular matrix, and blood and lymphatic vessels. From these components, it is possible to describe three compartments, vascular space and tumor cells. The relation, tumor pressure depends on the relation between those three compartments. And high pressure facilitates tumor progressions and indirect response to various treatments. We can also describe two mechanical forces inside the tumor. So first, solid stress, mainly associated to non-fluid components with cells and extracellular matrix. And also, we have fluid stress associated to microvascular pressure with blood vessels and lymphatic vessels, and interstitial fluid pressure. It is important to note for the interstitial pressure, we have contribution of fluid pressure with free mobile and immobile fluid, and solid stress with collagen and fibroblast. So we have an equilibrium between vascular compartment, interstitial compartment, and also, but not represented here, tumor cells. And with the compression, we want to disturb this equilibrium. So the objective of the study is to assess at MRI the change of the mechanical properties and blood perfusion when we increase the compression of the genegrafted tumors. So we use a preclinical model with 10 mice with subcutaneous tumors implanted. And the model of the tumor used was an hepatocellular carcinoma tissue. Acquisition were performed on a thermoscan MRI 7 Tesla. For the perfusion, we use a Ferrer sequence, which is composed by selective images and non-selective images. And between the difference of the two T-wine calculated, we can calculate the perfusion maps with this equation. About the MRI elastography, a mechanics vibration was generated with an electronic shaker and transmitted to a plastic insert placed under the tumor. Mechanical frequency used was at 600 Hz, and we used spin echo sequences. We repeat the sequence three times to acquire each spatial direction for a total scan time of 13 minutes, and we reconstructed the storage modulus maps and also loss modulus maps with inversion of Helmholtz wave equation. The methods are acquired in three steps. First, at basal strain level with no compression. Secondly, when a balloon placed on the tumor was inflated at 13 milliliters. And finally, when the balloon was inflated at 5 milliliters. For each acquisition, we performed storage modulus maps, we reconstructed storage modulus maps and perfusion maps, also loss modulus maps. We also performed ex vivo acquisition on just four mice, but we have only two steps, one at basal strain level and one with the balloon was inflated at 5 milliliters. We also calculated the deformation, which is represented by the octahedral shear strain value, and it's the difference between a magnitude image with no deformation and magnitude image with compression. It was calculated from Elastic software. So we have three kinds of data, perfusion, elastography measurements, and shear strain value. So first, for the perfusion, we can observe a decrease of the perfusion. The perfusion is attenuated with the shear strain, when the shear strain value is increased. So the perfusion is influenced by the compression with an attenuation. We can suppose that result can be due to the fluid which moves out from the tumor. And also for the ex vivo measurement, for the preliminary results ex vivo, we observe the signal of the perfusion is nearly suppressed. We can also observe that on in vivo and ex vivo maps for the same mouse at basal state level, we have mainly noise on the ex vivo map, perfusion maps. About the storage modulus and loss modulus, we observe an increase of storage and loss modulus with an increase of shear strain of the shear strain value. So it's the compartment is opposite to the perfusion. And the main result here is mechanical properties are changed with the compression. For in vivo measurements. For ex vivo measurements, we only have four mice, but we have also an increase of storage modulus. And to a lesser degree than in vivo, we observe also an increase of loss modulus. So to resume, first in vivo, we have decrease of perfusion when we increase the shear strain, and an increase of storage modulus and loss modulus with shear strain value. So that result can be due to the fluid which moves out from the tumor, and we have a reorganization inside the tumor and a higher concentration of tumor cells. You can suppose that. Also, for first results on ex vivo, we lost the perfusion component, and we have an increase of storage modulus and to a lesser degree of loss modulus with shear strain. We can suppose that can be due to the suppression of vascular compartment and suppression of free fluid. So we only have on ex vivo immobile fluid, collagen, and fibroblasts. So the volume fraction is changed, and that could be changed the results of the mechanical property. In conclusion, our in vivo results show increases of viscoelastic properties with increasing shear strain, and perfusion decreases with shear strain. Slope of storage modulus does not change significantly in vivo or ex vivo. However, slope of loss modulus decreases ex vivo for the first preliminary results. So these results can suggest that vascular pressure is not the major compartment in tumor mechanical properties. And with all the force within the tumor, they are influenced by liquid and also by solid. So from these results, we can ask a question: with what kind of mechanical property we can correlate the IFP measurements? And thank you for your attention.
Okay, any questions for our speaker?
What, excuse me?
Yeah, actually, can we get a mic in?
The solid and the necrotic
areas? The solid?
Hang on.
During your measurements, do you use both the solid and the necrotic components of the tumor?
No, mainly a solid.
There's
solid.
A little black button.
Can you hear me now? All right. That was quite an exercise. Okay. What I meant was, for your measurements,
yeah,
did you use both the solid and the necrotic components of the tumor?
No, but only solid components.
Only
we
solid.
Don't use necrotic.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, in the back, could you pass the mic up there? That'd be great.
Do you have an explanation for the coupling between the perfusion and the shear strain? Because usually you wouldn't expect any effect from the shear strain on the pressure, and I would have expected the tissue pressure to be kind of the determinant for the perfusion.
For the decrease of the perfusion with shear strain.
Sorry?
So it's an explanation for the decrease of the perfusion when with shear strain increase.
But no. Can you explain why that is? Or is it just a symptom that
think,
you detect?
I think just because when we compress the tumor, the fluid inside the tumor and vascular compartment moves out from the tumor. And so we remove the we have the suppression of vascular compartment with the compression of the tumor.
Okay, but when you compress the tissue, then this is not shear strain, right? It's compressive strain, or am I misunderstanding this?
No, I think shear strain is linked to the compression.
Other questions?
Along this line, did you make a change in volume? So
you're pretty loud. Could you determine somehow if the volume of the tumor changed? So the compressive strain, as Sebastian asked for?
The volume is not changed, but I think it's just
The volume didn't change, so this imposed purely shear strain, and the question is how this can relate to pressure. Since pressure is always related to compressive, to volumetric strain.
Yeah, but the part of where the tumor is compressed is changed. The volume of the part where we image the tumor is changed. So the vascular compartment can move out just from, just stay inside the tumor, but it can be on the boundaries of the tumor.
So the volume changed?
Yeah, for the part where we image the tumor.
Was it a 3D imaging? So could you evaluate the change in volume? Could you analyze that? Okay, I hear a yes.
Yes, so the MR elastography was acquired on a limited stack out inside the tumor, but we also have the volumetry of the tumor that could be available at each of the compression levels. So that's something. So to answer also this remark, it's not a pure compression stimulus that we have done. So that's why we speak also in terms of shear strain, is because it's not a pure uniaxial compression that we affect. It's the balloon with pressing onto the tumor, so it's not strictly uniaxial.
So you are saying you impose both shear strain and compressive strain?
Yes.
And the shear strain is quantified by OSS?
This is why we use the OSS to quantify what we did to the tumor, because it Yeah, this is part of the plan for what to do next, actually, to look at that as well, to better understand this concept of the fluid leaving the tumor out when we push on it.